வந்தேகம்
The following is an initiation lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 22nd of February, 1975, in Caracas, Venezuela.
Ladies and gentlemen, devotees and loyal members, so it is a great opportunity to see the beginning of initiation of how to begin the understanding of God. This is called initiation. This evening we are discussing with some learned psychiatrists to solve the problems of the world. So we have tried to convince them that the problems of the world are due to ignorance of our spiritual life. So, this body, Indriyani Pranarato, this body means combination of different senses. This body means we have got hands, legs, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, genital, rectum. All these different parts of the body are working. So, these senses are working under the leadership of the mind. And the mind is activated by intelligence. And behind the intelligence, there is soul. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Indriyani pararahu indriyekha paromana manasastu paro buddhi buddhastu japara sa. So, we have to take information from authoritative scriptures. So, the body is made of five material elements, earth, water, air, fire, and ether. The mind is still finer than the ether. And intelligence is still finer than the mind, and the soul is still finer than the intelligence. So generally, we are on the bodily platform. They are called karmis. Bodily platform means that everyone is working for the bodily comfort. Bodily comfort means how to eat nicely, how to sleep nicely, how to have sex nicely, and have to defend nicely. So, these activities are there also in the animal life. There, above these activities, there is mental activities. So, the bodily activities are visible in the animal kingdom also. But mental activities, they are lacking. So, the human being can tackle the mental activities, which is called psychology, the science of thinking, feeling and willing. So, when still we go further, intellectual platform, how the mind should be utilized. Well, that if we can intellectually utilize the mind, then we can approach the spiritual platform. So this spiritual platform to reach requires gradual process of cultivation, and there is no difficulty to reach the spiritual platform. So first of all, the training of the mind is practiced by the yoga system. Yoga means control the mind. Our mind at the present moment being too much attached to this body, it is busy in bodily comforts. Therefore, the real yoga system is to divert the mind towards God. Control the mind from material engagement and divert it to spiritual engagement or bhakti yoga. The bhakti yoga practice are in different nine spheres. Samanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam bandhanam dasyam sakham atmanivedanam. This means, first of all, we have to hear about God, Tom, the authorized person. Then kirtanam. Kirtanam means glorifying the activities of God. Then there are other. These two items are very important. And there are other items also. Smaranam. Smaranam means meditation. Bandhanam means offering prayer. So smaranam, bandhanam, dasyam, archanam, archanam, this is DDORC. There are other items also. In this way, there are nine items. So if one is interested to understand God, then he must take all these items, or some of them, or at least one of them. So the most important item is savanam, adhyayam. If you do not do anything else, if you simply, sincerely hear about God, then gradually you will be God conscious. That is also true in the material science. The students go to the school, college, and hear from the professor, and gradually he becomes learned in that subject matter. Especially in this age, sravanam, or hearing, is very, very important. We are therefore opening different centers in different parts of the world, and there is being given the chance of this bhakti yoga system, sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, so all these devotees present here, they are not Indians. I have not brought them from India. Neither I have bribed them here. But by hearing only, they are now coming to God consciousness and devotees. Therefore the savanam item or hearing item is very, very important. So if you all, ladies and gentlemen, present here, take advantage of hearing about God from this institution, you will also become God conscious. We have got many sense organs out of which the oral sense or the hearing sense is very important. Therefore, for spiritual understanding, we have to use these ears. So, therefore the Vedic literature is called Shruti. Shruti means to receive the knowledge by hearing. So, our process, or the Vedic process is that Satam prasangātma mabhīta samvita bhavanti ritkanna rasāyana katha. If one lends his oral reception of spiritual knowledge through the authorized person, the devotee, then he lends a taste in spiritual life. And when he cultivates that taste, that gradually he becomes a devotee. He understands what is God. Another place, Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma recommends, Jnane prayasam udapasya namanta iva sarma kuritanya bhavadiya vantam sthane sthita sudhidatam chamuvam manovi jik prayasa adhita jita prasita isthidaka. The fact is, God is called Ajit. Nobody can conquer him. But any person who gives us this process of mental speculation. That means God may be like this, perhaps God is like this, perhaps this, perhaps this. These are called mental speculation. We have to give up this mental speculation, jnani prayasam. Endeavor in mental speculation should be given up. One should submissively approach the spiritual master. Jnani prayasam udapasam namantayo. Namantayo means submissively, offering respect, obeisance. And after that, if you hear it from the self-realized soul, jnani prayasam udapasam namantayo, sarmukritama. Sarmukriti means self-realized soul. From his mouth, one has to hear Bhagavadiya Bhagavatam. In this way, although God is never conquered by anyone else, still this man who has adopted this process, he will conquer God someday. And who can conquer God? Only the devotees. Just like in Vrindavan, the gopis, the cowherd boy, Mother Yasoda, Father Nanda, and all of them, even the cows and calves, they conquered God, Krishna. So, this is the science of God, and we have got all these books translated into English, and other things have been translated in other languages. So we shall request you to understand, to hear about God. Then, someday will come, you will understand what is God, what is your relationship with Him, and you will act accordingly, then your life will be successful. So, the boys and girls who are now being initiated, they are entering the path of understanding God in this way. So, there are some regulatory principles. I think you have explained to them that no illicit sex, no mis-eating, no gambling, no intoxication. God is pure, the purest. Therefore, if we want to approach God, we must be pure. Just like without high temperature, nobody can enter into the fire. Similarly, God is the topmost temperature. We must acquire the temperature, then we can enter into the kingdom of God. So if you want to increase the temperature, you cannot pour water again on it. Just like if you have got more wet and wood, you cannot burn it very nicely. But if you collect dry wood, you can ignite very easily. So our material life is now saturated with all kinds of sins. The four pillars of sinful life are these: illicit sex, meditating, and intoxication, and death. If we stop these voluntarily, this is called austerity. Austerity tapasya. Austerity means voluntarily accept some painful condition. So those who are habituated to all these things, namely illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling, to give up these habits, it may become little painful in the beginning. But if you practice and pray to Krishna, then you will help. It is not difficult to give up these habits. And as soon as you give up this waiting process, the sinful life, then immediately you become 50% qualified to approach God. Then by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you make farther, farther, more and more progress. And when you are completely free of all sinful reaction, then you understand God and you love Him. In the contaminated state, you are trying to love so many things while you are frustrated. So, if you can love God, then you will never be frustrated and your loving desires will be fulfilled. That is Krishna consciousness movement. We are teaching all our students how to love God.